Can you hear me now?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Joanne. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning, especially if it's your first time. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's message. Patience. Grounded in wisdom, patience, and faith, I affirm this or something better. How grateful I am that I have the power of wisdom and the divine quality of patience within me. As I quiet my thoughts, divine wisdom speaks to me of patience with a simple directive: wait, listen, respond in love and faith. When my life seems to be going in a direction different than I think it should, I may try to change course without thinking things through. This is indeed the time to pause and attune to my inner wisdom. I practice patience, and I remain calm as I anticipate the best in every circumstance. I imagine the highest outcome and quietly affirm this, God or something better, knowing that my patience and positive expectation open the way to my good. And from Hebrews 11:40, God has provided something better. Okay, let's remain seated while our newly returned snowbirds lead us in Surely the Presence. You'll find in the front of your
I know you're here, Vern.
Mark, Tom.
Get Bernie, Bernie, get Bernie, get Bernie.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Tell me your name again.
Laura, that's all right. Thanks for kind. I gotta go for seconds, you know.
Okay, you betcha.
Well, it's getting late too.
I wasn't here, so.
Good morning. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been there, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, good to see you back.
It's good to be back. Good to see you.
Now I can get to see you.
Hello, girlfriends.
Oh, wow.
We never got down that way.
Oh, we're by the middle way. It's my day.
Hi, Audrey. Yes, I guess you will. I guess you will. Thank you for the beautiful music. I love it. Hey!
Oh, I'm another one. I bet.
Good to see you.
Yeah, hey, Vern, put it together. All right, what happened to her?
Oh, she's here.
Okay. Oh!
Way back here.
She looked different, but then I didn't see it.
I'm a strong about me.
Get back here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Scheduled activities are located on the calendar hanging up in the hallway downstairs. Any special announcements? What do you guys want to do about Easter? Do you want to do a Easter lunch or breakfast or bag it? You like food?
It's on the spot.
I know, but I was here. I would have thought about it sooner.
Well, you better ask us next week.
And then Easter's the week after that.
Yeah.
Gotta kind of prepare. All right, think about it, we'll decide at fellowship, okay? Yes.
Good.
I have a food-related announcement. Downstairs on the table, there's some produce and chips that came from God's Portion, which you're welcome to help yourself
to. Do people know what God's Portion is?
No.
Susan?
Refresh our memories.
Would you tell them what God's Portion is, Susan?
Okay, so there is a Christian ministry devoted to spreading and sharing food to predominantly food banks locally or regionally anyways, and they also just hand out food to people who come by on a certain day. The food is donated by suppliers who where the food is rapidly approaching the due date, and so there's a warehouse that's at 6th and F Street, 5th and F Street in Centralia, and they do they store the food there and then hand it out on Saturdays when the food bank people come. So if you ever are around Saturday morning, you might want to drive down there, check it out, volunteer if you have time, but definitely check it out.
So I would say one more thing. The volunteer opportunities are Wednesday and Saturday at 9 a.m. And if you're on Facebook, you can get on the Chip Guide page, and they say when they're open to the public. And it's often Saturday and sometimes 2:30 to 4:30.
And you don't have to get just for yourself. You can pick up for other organizations. Somebody picks up for the senior center in Wenlock and brings it down to us. We love it there. Yeah. All right. Future dates to keep in mind: Mother's Day breakfast, men, no pressure, coming up in May. And at the end of May is our coffee rest stop. So start making your cookies and stocking up your coffee.
And then there's Father's Day breakfast.
June. Rush
right after May.
Rush. And there's the 4th of July. There's Christmas. Come on, Johnny. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to the Unity Statement in your program. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And if you'll stand for the Song of Joy, number 300, Christ the Lord is risen today.
God, you are forever one with those you love. To have the vision to see the good in all things, the Christ in all persons. To have an awareness of God's presence, close abiding. To know that underneath all the everlasting arms, that God will never fail you nor forsake you. Let this be your prayer. Very nice. Thank you, Aileen. Okay, remain seated for the meditation song number 93, Garden of Prayer.
Hallelujah.
person is coming to us from the Unity of Olympia. She's almost a full-fledged Unity teacher. Getting there, almost, almost. So you're in for a treat today. I'd like to introduce Audrey Pitchford.
Thank you, Joanne. Are we live?
Oh,
we are.
Wonderful.
So a well-dressed woman was exiting the church one morning, and the minister was at the door shaking hands. And he ran up to her and he said, "Sister, I haven't seen you in a while, and I want you to be part of God's army." And she said, "Well, minister, I already am part of God's army." And the minister said, "Well, how come I don't see you except for on Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day?" And she leaned in and she said, "I'm in the Secret Service." My name is Audrey Pitchford. As Joanne said, I'm a licensed Unity teacher candidate. I'm very privileged and honored to be here today. Thank you so much. I like starting my talks with something funny. I like laughing. I like learning. One of the things that I've shared with everyone who's attended any of my classes is I've had over 370 hours of study towards becoming a licensed Unity teacher, and that's just classroom time, not counting the homework and the service outside of class. I feel like I have more questions than when I started. I'm definitely a lifelong learner, and I'm honored to be on this journey. I look forward to getting to know all of you better, to you getting to know me, and all of us learning from each other. My talks tend to be sort of educationally related, so here we go. I am talking today about a book it's been out for about 20 years, so some of you may have heard of it, and it's called A Complaint-Free World by Reverend Will Bowen. Anyone out there heard of this? A few of us. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. So there's a subtitle for this book that I think sometimes gets lost, and the subtitle talks about how to stop complaining and start enjoying the life you've always imagined. Enjoying the life you've always imagined. So I loved that the reading today was on feasting and fasting, because to me, the idea of giving up complaining, tends to be sort of in the fasting category when we can't do something or we're trying not to do something. And it's so much more attractive to me, this idea of enjoying the life we've always wanted, moving towards something that we like. So I have a few things for everyone here today. I have a handout. Oh, great. Thank you, Joanne. I think sometimes it's helpful to have stuff written down. Thank you.
Fasting from complaining was Wednesday.
Fasting from complaining was Wednesday. Tell me more.
So in that draft,
yes.
This last Wednesday, but I fast from complaining.
Wonderful, wonderful. And is it all Martha Smock?
No,
he's Wi-Fi. It's
a pair of days, so there's one day that you're fasting from something and the next day you're feasting on
something. I see, nice.
So we're fasting from complaining and then feasting on appreciation.
Oh, wonderful.
And those two writings were by Reverend Dale
Ward. Oh, terrific. Oh, great. Thank you. Lovely, lovely. All right. So Reverend Will Bowen talks about a practice of giving up criticizing, gossiping, and complaining. And before we talk about this, what comes to your mind when I talk about something that's a practice? What does that mean to you? I do it over and over until I get it right. Thank you, Joanne.
Do it intentionally.
I do it intentionally.
It's a habit.
It's a habit. Habit. What kind of practices do we already have in our lives? Okay, brushing our teeth, right? Brushing our teeth is not a one and done experience, right? We're not just going to do it once and phew, good.
Smile.
smiling. Oh, yeah, intentionally putting on a positive outlook to the world. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Any other practices you can think of?
Exercise.
Laughter. Laughter. Exercise is a great one. Again, exercise is not a one and done kind of thing. It's a continual journey. I think about prayer and meditation sometimes too as a practice. So it's not, I guess the one of the things I think about with practice too is that every time I do it, it may not be that I'm seeing supernovas and rainbows, but it's a accumulation of repeated effort. So in the same way, if you choose to take on the complaint-free world challenge, it is a practice. And here's what the practice looks like. So Reverend Bowen says, first, to have something that will remind you. He uses a purple bracelet, but he says it doesn't have to be a bracelet. It can be a token in your pocket or anything that will remind you. He says, when you catch yourself criticizing, gossiping, and complaining, to take the bracelet off the one wrist and put it on the other wrist. Now, he says when, not if. Why do you suppose that is?
As we all do it.
It can be very difficult to avoid those things. We might find ourselves doing it a lot, right? Now, a few times when I've told people about this practice, they've said, oh, you snap the bracelet and you snap yourself on the wrist when you mess up. And I think sometimes some of us have that thinking in our heads about, oh, we need to punish ourselves when we don't do things perfectly. And so I do want to share, no, there's no violence associated with this. We don't need to snap ourselves on the wrist. And we can be easy and gentle with ourselves, recognizing that it's a practice, that it's not about getting it perfectly. It's about learning. It's about that self-awareness and discovery. Now, he often gets the question, well, what if I notice that my friend is complaining, my friend with the purple bracelet, can I tell my friend? And he says, sure, just move your own bracelet first, because you're complaining about their complaining. And the reality is that if we take on this challenge, we may start to notice first that it seems like a lot of other people are complaining. But sometimes it's easier to see out there than it's easier to see in here. Yeah. Last but not least, he encourages us to stick with it. He says that the average length of time that it goes for people to achieve 21 days without complaining is 4 to 8 months. And he suggests 21 days as a way to change a habit. So I'm going to come back to that 21 days and 4 to 8 months, and also my joke a little bit later in the talk, so you'll hear a little bit more about me. But first, what is complaining? Did I hear whining? Judgment? Making somebody wrong? Oh, yeah, what a great definition. Yeah. So sometimes it can be hard to know if we're complaining. Here's a definition from the dictionary about expressing grief, pain, or discontent, to make a formal accusation, to change. And Reverend Bowen makes it very clear that it's okay to express ourselves to get something corrected. So for example, if I go to a restaurant and I order a chocolate milkshake and they bring me a strawberry milkshake, it's okay for me to gently say to the waitress, oh, hey, you know what, I actually ordered chocolate, that's okay. That's not complaining. But if I turn to the person I'm with and I'm like, ah, can you wait this restaurant? They always bring me blah, 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 blah. A different energy, right? Right, yeah. So here's an example of more complaining, statement charged with negativity, facts plus ego. And so here's an example. The fact might be our team lost 7 games in a row this season. The complaint might be our team stinks. Good old Charlie Brown. How about criticizing? What is criticizing? Definitely making someone else wrong. Mm-hmm. What else did I hear over here?
Complaining.
More complaining.
Inferring that you actually know the answer.
Oh, I know the answer. There's a little bit of ego there. And where did I hear you start?
He
took your answer?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah. One thing that we know about criticizing is it's actually not effective in changing behavior. So if someone cuts me off in traffic, and at the streetlight, I jump out of my car and I run up to their window and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Is that driver going to be, oh my goodness, I didn't realize. No. He might, hopefully not, but I'm definitely inviting a negative reaction, right? Yes, right. And when we criticize ourselves, that is also not actually an effective way to change behavior. So back to the point of how having the bracelet on is not about snapping the bracelet or hurting ourselves if we, or as Will says, when we criticize, gossip, and complain. How about gossiping? What is that? Something that's none of my business, yes. Spreading negativity. Yeah, it's all the same negative energy in another form, isn't it? So, I like this definition about it. Something that I wouldn't say if that other person were present. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Because it's hurtful. Right. Right. So, as I find myself up here. Oh. I like this next slide here. This is from a different article, and this is also on your handout because I thought this was a great takeaway about strategies when we feel that urge to criticize, gossip, and complain. So again, if you join me in taking the Complaint Free World Challenge, there may be times that you have the same experience I've had where I've surprised myself after I've heard something come out of my mouth and thought, oops, That wasn't the direction I'm trying to go. And there may be times when you're able to start catching yourself, and sometimes I can do that too. And I can notice when I'm like about to say the thing that I would rather not say. So some strategies here for what I can do if I'm tempted to complain. Feel my feelings. Am I hungry? Am I tired? Am I lonely? Am I angry? I actually have a copy of a feelings wheel on my phone, so I can pull that out and look at what are some feelings options if I don't even know what I'm feeling. And then I can ask myself, will speaking up nicely solve the problem, like the chocolate milkshake? Oh, hey, you know, I actually ordered chocolate instead of strawberry. The strawberry looks lovely. I'd really rather have chocolate. Does the other person need to know? Kind of back to the gossip thing. Is it their business? Is it my business to talk about? And then can I say something positive instead? What kind of energy am I looking at putting out into the world? So, let's talk about how this is connected to unity. In his book, Reverend Bowen selects the color purple for the bracelet that he uses as a reminder, although he says you can use any bracelet or token or anything that's meaningful to you. There are 12 powers that our co-founders, Charles and Merle Fillmore, identified as attributes of the divine that are in each one of us as human beings. Does anyone know the power that's associated with the color purple?
High spiritual color.
Okay, it is a high spiritual color. Anyone know the 12 powers? It's the,
Oh,
the crown chakra, okay, all right, great ideas. It's the power of power, or the power of dominion, sometimes this is called. And if you ever go to Unity Village, there's a great garden with sculpture for each of the 12 powers. And the power of power is about our ability to shift, our ability to go a different direction. Oh, I was going this way, I was on the verge of complaining or criticizing or gossiping, and I want to go this way. Our ability to have control and mastery over our thoughts and over the words that we speak and the way that we project our energy out into the world. And when the Fillmores identified locations in the body for the different powers, the area that they identified for the power of power was the throat chakra. So again, connected to our expression into the world. How are we showing up? What are we putting out into the universe. In a similar way, the practice of giving up criticizing, gossiping, and complaining is related to Unity's five basic principles. Does anyone out there know any of the five? God is all good, everywhere, present, wonderful. Yes, the first one. Any others? You have to look at your card. That is totally legit. We can look at a card. I actually learned a really cool acronym. It's not on the slide or the handout, but I'll share it with you in a bit. So we have the God is all good, everywhere, present, the first principle. The second one, as human beings, we all have that spark of divinity innately within us. We are all expressions of the divine. The way that we think contributes to the experiences we have in our lives. We co-create with the divine. We pray and meditate to connect with source, and it's not enough to just know about these principles, that we take action based on these ideas. So I really see this practice of giving up criticizing, gossiping, and complaining as very closely related to that third principle, that the way I think, the things I tell myself, the things I express out into the world, have a direct connection to my experience. So just on a side note, the great acronym, I love acronyms, and the great acronym that I learned that is a good way of remembering the five principles is OOMPA, O-O-M-P-A. So the first O stands for omnipresence, God is all good, everywhere, present. The second O in OOMPA is for oneness, that we are all expressions of the Most High. The M in OOMPA is mind, so the thoughts I hold in mind produce after their kind, the law of mind action, that my ability to co-create with the Most High with how I think and what I say. The P is prayer, and the A is action, so OOMPA. I thought that was super cute. All right. So back to creating the life we've always envisioned. I let you know that I wanted to come back to my joke at the end of this talk, and I wanted to share a little bit more about me and my journey with the complaint-free world process. And I do have my bracelet on today, and Reverend Bowen says, as we need to, we go back to day one and start over and try to achieve 21 days of not having to shift our bracelet because we haven't criticized, gossiped, or complained. In April of 2016, I was in a job that I didn't really like, but I felt pretty powerless and unable to change my circumstances. I had going what a friend of mine used to call puny thinking. And so instead, I complained. I complained to my husband, I complained to my friends, my coworkers, my staff, anyone who would listen. And I made a new friend at work, another lady who was a peer of mine. And we were taking a break today, one day, and she started complaining about work, and I got really excited. Because have you heard that expression, misery loves company? So I was misery, and she was my company. And then she said some words that brought me up really short. She said, I've even had to talk to my minister because I feel like it's affecting my faith. And I thought, oh, what about my faith? Because at the time, I was already starting to work towards becoming a licensed Unity teacher. And I thought, if anyone who is hearing me complain heard what Unity teaches and heard what I allegedly believe, they wouldn't think I was part of that church. Looking at my behavior, looking at my actions, they wouldn't think that that was a part of my belief system, that the thoughts I hold create my experience because of what I'm expressing. And I decided, that was like a Friday, I decided to get the book that weekend, which I did, it was April 3rd, and to start the complaint-free world practice immediately. So that's been, oh, I just passed my third year anniversary. Today, I'm proud to say I'm on day one. I have not yet had 21 days in a row. I know that Will says that the average is 4 to 8 months. I'm interested in meeting those folks. I know I will learn from them. Okay, all right, well, hopefully they'll help the rest of us. So here's what has happened, though, since I started this complaint-free world journey. In April, I started the complaint-free world practice. In May, I got great clarity about the type of work that I wanted to do. In June, there was a job opportunity that was exactly the type of work I wanted to do, and I applied. In August, I had an interview for that job, and in September, I was hired. And my life has taken a different trajectory. I don't know what will happen when I get to day 2, or day 12, or day 14, but I'm really excited about the journey. And something that I brought today, if anyone else is interested, we have bracelets of a variety of colors. They have cool words on them, some of which are the 12 power words like faith, some of which could be the 13th or the 14th power like courage. And I invite you, if you are interested, you're more than welcome to take a bracelet as a gift from me and join me on the Complaint-Free World Challenge. In fact, if you want to take more than one, you're welcome to. I have to say, after a while, these break from the tension of going back and forth. So we know that our thoughts and our words are so powerful. And so I invite us all to really be mindful of what we're thinking and what we're expressing, and express something positive into this world. Thank you all. And so once those goes around, I understand that we're ready for meditation. Everybody finding good colors? They're kind of Easter eggy, aren't they? Thank you, Joanne, for routing those around. And there's plenty more, too. We can even leave the basket up front if folks want to take an additional one or want to trade theirs in for a different color. So I invite you now to sink into your chair. Feel yourself fully supported, knowing that you are resting in the divine, that you are always one with Source. And I invite you to focus your attention on your throat, on your tongue, and hear these words as the words of your own heart. The Most High in me calls forth my power of power. I speak words of spirit and life. My words accomplish their purpose. My words go forth to do greatness. My words bless me. My words bless others. And I invite us to take that last idea into the silence. My words bless me, and my words bless others. My words bless me. My words bless others. My thoughts are powerful. I am a divine expression, extending into the world. I choose to be an expression of good. I choose to bless. I choose to appreciate. I choose gratitude. I choose love. We affirm that all of this or something better is right here, right now. And we say, thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to clap. It's nice to hear the Unity teachings presented in full. We don't do that very often. Okay. Offering. It's time for our morning offering. There are two containers. The silver one's for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive.
And while the offering is being taken, we're going to sing a song called The Trumpet is Sounding. It's one that I have written, sharing our singing.
All right, more music.
I want to mention this is another way of trying to focus on something positive is to, you know, of course we always say the Christ within, see that in every face. Well, this is, in this song it talks about the trumpet is sounding. It's time to come home, realize your potential, encourage each other to realize your potential.
Sorry, you used your time.
And, well, we're going to take enough time to say it too. And just to top it all off, anybody that's here today and they don't already have one of my albums, I got two available. You can have one of them or either. You can have both of them if you like. So I'm going to share this one song.
Snowflake is now knowing you.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's say the prayer of protection together. It's on the wall here or in the back of your program.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is.
All right, let's form a circle for the peace song. Let's see. Maybe around those pews there. Maybe get a little circle. And thanks to everybody who made our Sunday service possible. Don't forget, there's great meals downstairs.
Really great. You guys have to stretch that way. All right, it's a
good
time. Come on in. Come, Tom. Come,
Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come, Tom. Come,